Wow. We are back like we never left. It's been some time, everybody. It's been too long. But matters is we're here. I'm your host, Joseph Dunn. This is season two of the Good Service Podcast. Season two is actually brought to you by our partners and friends over at Cozy. Cozy is a lifestyle brand, but also they do have an extravagant clothing brand as well. So life as it should feel is brought to you by Cozy in season two. But as we dive in, as you can tell, this is, looks a little bit different, right? It's going to be a visual season from here on out. You're going to see not only my face, but the face of our guests with each and every episode. So we're really looking forward to that and just continuing to evolve here at the Good Service Podcast. We wouldn't be here without each and every one of you that's a part of the community. So thank you for your unwavering support, your continued support, the sharing, the subscribing, listening in, the downloads, all the things, the referrals of people in your areas that are doing extravagant things through their foundations and organizations. And I couldn't be more excited for today's episode for season two. Oh my gosh. Can I get a drum roll, please? For the one and only Ariel Lomax.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I am feeling great. I'm happy to be here. So excited.
We're here. We're in this moment. We're happy to have you. Like, we're happy to have you kick off our inaugural, right, video side of things, visual side of things, but to really dive into, you know, your story, who you are, and the organization, incredible organization that you carry throughout the Atlanta, you know, metropolitan. So for those of you who don't know, I'm going to share a little bit around our guest here. She is an alumni of Clark Atlanta. She's also a program manager.
Senior day, program manager at Medallia.
At Medallia by day and by night. She's a lot of things, but we made up this word called a philanthropist. Mm-hmm. So that's a baker plus philanthropist equals philanthropist.
I love that.
So that's your time. That's you. You know, we just joshed it up a little bit. I mean, please do. You know, I'm a rocket. So anywhere to support you and all the great things you're doing. Whether that's through baking and giving or hashtag and giving. So going to dive in real quickly for those of you who aren't familiar with, you know, how the conversation goes and these episodes do go. Want to share a little bit on how I met Ariel. So back in August of 23, can't believe that was 5 months ago, 6 months ago almost. Like, wow, where's time go? I had a friend of mine invite me to a volunteer opportunity in Jonesboro, Georgia. So just, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes south of Atlanta for hashtag Lunchbag Atlanta. And so it was quite the event. This isn't your regular, you know, volunteer community service event. You walk in, there's a DJ, there's music bumping, there's kids running around, there's adults, you know, doing the work, right, filling out some awesome messaging cards and some bags and things. And then we got to serving even further, right? And so by the end of it all, of course, Ariel gave an incredible speech just around the chapter that she leads here in Atlanta and the partnership that she had with, I want to say, South Aviators. Yeah, so an awesome organization as well that's doing great things within pilots and aviation things. And so obviously got connected with Ariel following the event because I had such an awesome time serving and being alongside so many others that had the heart to serve and talked about getting her on the show. So we're here now, you know, again, so many months later, and I can't wait to dive in. So again, from me to you, thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes to being our first guest. Such a huge and monumental episode for our community, but furthermore, what you do, right? What you do and what you stand for, because this is so important. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with hashtag Lunchbag Atlanta, hashtag Lunchbag Atlanta is a humanity service movement dedicated to empowering and inspiring humanity to reap the benefits of giving through the use of social media. They create and use bagged lunches to complete with love messages as a vessel to spread their love and share their experiences to inspire others. So, you know, with that, it speaks for itself, right? And the work that you do. And I can't wait to I'm ready to dive in, right? Because I'm so interested to hear how you got to this point. And I would love for you to share with all of our listeners worldwide a little bit deeper, right, on who hashtag Lunchbag is, but really who you are as well, right? Because behind every great organization is a selfless leader that just gives and gives and gives at such an optimal capacity. And so would love to just hear about a little bit more where that comes from for you. But the floor is yours. I mean, let's start with who you are more than the, you know, your opening flowers.
Yeah. So thank you, first of all, because that was an amazing introduction. Like, getting a little emotional. So I am Arielle Lomax. I am a Houston native all day. I did come to Atlanta. I can't listen. The greatest women and people are from Texas. Don't argue with me because we have Beyonce. Can't even argue.
No comment. Listen, you saw me. This is about you. About my opinion. But and the great people from Ohio, you know, and the lovely Midwest. This is about you.
But we both are in Atlanta. We are both in ATL.
Funny how that works,
right? So yes, I came to Clark Atlanta University, graduated in 2013. I ran track. I ran cross country and track. I am an All-American. Don't play with me.
Say that.
But I started working in corporate America. I started baking in high school. I used to just bake for friends. That was my gift to them. And as I got older and I started working, I was traveling with Deloitte from about 2013 to 2016. And I just wasn't fulfilled. I truly wasn't. Mm-hmm. I was doing everything. I had the money. I was traveling. It looked great on Instagram and photos and all of that. But on the inside, when I go home, I'm like, you know, I heard somebody say this once, like when you have so much light within you, you need to be brightening up other people and sharing that light with those people. And I wasn't doing that. And I've always just been that person that wants to help everybody, my family, my friends, strangers. I just want to help. So fast forward to 17, 18, there was a really bad hurricane that hit Houston. And of course, I'm going to go home and help out. I was with my cousin, Veronica Horn, and we were at a community center. And I want to say we were on the east side of it, of Houston. And there was some organization that had this community center full of every single necessity that you need, anything, toiletries, wipes, baby food, formula, everything, diapers. And I'm like, who are y'all? And hashtag lunch bag. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Of course, we had support from local rappers and NFL players, basketball players, everything. So fast forward to 2019 in Atlanta, I heard they're opening a hashtag in Atlanta. Bet. What do y'all need?
Sign me up.
Me. Ding. I said, well, I have a bakery. I'll bake heart-shaped cookies. And Deani, who was the lead at the time, she started the chapter here. She was like, okay, 1,500 cookies lunches is what we're going to do. I'm like, okay, great. So I literally, and this is so funny that I have this right here. I baked 1,500 of these cookies. And you see how it's iced? I piped 1,600 cookies, fully decorated. I sprained my hand doing it.
Goodness.
Made it they made it to the destination, but it was just like, you know, I was just so, I was itching and I'm just like, we need this. People need to be giving as much as they're receiving. And if that's off balance, you're not going to feel whole. You're not going to feel complete. And I felt like my purpose is somewhere in this realm of giving and serving. Mm-hmm. And so hashtag started from there. We had from 2019, we had an event every month, from 2017 to 2018, every month we would come together, DJ, photographer, local businesses would allow us to come in on Saturday morning from about 10 to maybe 1. And we would just have a good time and we would go hand out the lunches. And it got to a point where some of our neighbors without homes, they would keep the card, write love notes. They would keep it until they saw us the next month. And it was a beautiful thing to be able to contribute, because we always say, like, when I give the background of hashtag and where it started and why we're here, I always remind people, some people are only one circumstance away from being in that position where they can't get them. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. They don't have shelter. And how would you want someone to treat you if you were ever in that position? And from there, everything was great. Then the pandemic happened.
No, you're over here telling this story and I'm like, you know, we've had conversations, right? So, and I'm just like, oh, wow, like, this is great. And then boom, the pandemic. I'm like, that did happen. How could I forget 4 years ago?
I forget that we actually had a pandemic. This is around the time the world started shutting down. It's like around like maybe a couple weeks from now. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're in the safety of our homes. Where do you think they were?
Right.
Where they are right now. And who was feeding them? Nobody.
Nobody, yeah.
And so, of course, we had to stay within guidelines, the CDC and, you know, stay in place, orders, all of that stuff. And then something traumatic happened to me in 2020. And I was like, no, something has to give. Like, I cannot be going through this, frustrated with what's happening in my personal life and not being able to help other people who I know have it worse than me right now. Right. And so at that moment, most of the people that originally started the Atlanta chapter, they had moved back to California or moved away. And I reached out like, hey, I want to do this. I want to do this. I need to do this for myself. And they were like, what do you need? I was like, I just need y'all to say, okay. I reached out to Demarius Thomas, God rest his soul, Tyrod Taylor, Fit and Fuel Meals, which is Ty's cousin, and Casey Hayward. I'm like, hey, I want to do this. I want to serve hot food. It was around January, February, so it's a little cold outside. I'm like, they don't want a sandwich. They need chili. They need something warm. Like, why not? And I remember going to my gym. I asked my trainer at PBE Sports on Howell Mill, can I just set them up outside? Because it's still COVID, very much COVID. And he's like, yeah, okay. We were outside in the cold, all the tables and chairs I could find, making hot meals to hand out. And we did. And from that day forward, we have had an event every month since January 2021 until now. And the event coming up is on Saturday, February 17th. Every single month, every third Saturday, we're serving.
Every third Saturday. And y'all, I'm telling you, these are service events unlike any other. It's a good time. You meet some incredible neighbors and people, right, that you just didn't know cared as much as you. Or when you talk about why they're there, it's to support, you know, just as a person, not just as an organization. Like they've seen you working consistently for the last 3.5-4 full years. Every third Saturday, right? And so the community speaks for itself, right? And, you know, there are times when I'm there, I'm like, you know, where can I get in, right? How can I, you know, can I get chairs out? Can I put them away? Just so the numbers show, right? And it all starts with you. It all starts with you. Thank you for so candidly sharing with us, you know, how everything got started with hashtag Lunchbag Atlanta. Where does that come from for you, though? Your heart to serve?
Well, so I grew up in Houston, as I mentioned. I come from a divorce.
I don't think she's gonna let us forget. No, I don't think she's ever gonna let us. Where I think every
H-Town, hold it down.
Well, what did Usher just say? Peace up, A-Town now.
But I love A-Town, but I'm from H-Town, you know, different. But so I grew up in Houston family. I am one of five children from my dad. I'm one of two from my mom, and a divorce, nasty divorce at that. And I had my mother and my father had help from all of my family, from my great aunts to my cousins, just to watch us, to make sure that, you know, we're protected. We're around our family. We're not with strangers. Like, my mom worked for the post office up until she retired. So she had to work some Saturdays, and I had practice. I had this, I had that. So there was always somebody willing to extend their hand to help. So I've always seen that, always. I am a big, I have a very simple way of looking at relationships and people. I'm going to treat you equal to or better than how I want you to treat me, period. I don't care who you are, because I believe in you get what you give, you reaping what you sowing. So what do you want to sow? What do you want to receive? Make sure you're giving that into the world and watch it come back tenfold. Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, from June 2020 until November 2023, God showed me what I reaped from what I sowed. And the way that people supported me, showed up for me. And it was bad. And you know it was bad. We talked about this. It was so bad. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't stop. And when you talk about, like, people come to hashtag for me, again, I'm getting what I give. And if I'm serving and I'm just saying, just show up. I'm not asking you for your money. I'm asking you just for your time. I'm hustling for the sponsorships on the back end. I just want you to come and serve, because I want that to become a habit. I want that to become normalized in our households and with the next generation, because the pandemic happened. We had eight community fridges, eight community fridge. It's the intention of it was for us to leftovers, not waste food, make sure people who may not be homeless but may be experiencing some type of food insecurity, they have the ability to eat or feed their children. Guess how many we have now? One. Because when the pandemic was heightened and we're at home and we're all cooking and making sourdough, we want to go drop it off. We want to show the good deed via video on social media. But now that the world's back open and we're all so, so busy, we don't care as much anymore.
Right.
And I think there's room to do both. It is. You may have the finances, but not the time. You may have the time and not the finances. And that's where I like to think I'm right there in the middle. I'm the middleman that says, hey, I got this network of people that want to give. They just don't have time. Okay, well, what area are you interested in? What do you want to focus? And I have this group of people that want to serve. They just want to get there. They want to be hands on. All right, let's do it. And that's what hashtag is. Hashtag is that.
No, it's knowing your story, right? And getting to know you. Again, just so grateful God brought us together. To what you're talking about, people just, I'm not asking you for money, I'm just asking you for time. And again, like, you know, people want to be led, and people, I believe that we're wired to do good, to be good, to take care of each other, right? You know, the cliches of it takes a village, and I believe in that. And I can get my soapbox about a lot of other things I believe in this moment, and what it takes to be a good neighbor and friend, just a good person in this world today. But you know, I just continue to listen to you more and more, it just goes to show that people want to be led. You're providing an opportunity to serve. People are actually looking for opportunities to serve. You know, through just random conversations that I'm having when maybe I'm out on a walk, or someone asked me what, you know, Black Man and Woman of Valor is, and, you know, my nonprofit with Asante. I want to get involved. right, or it's like, you're such a good person. It's like, I just, thank you, absolutely, but I just want to give back. Can I have these resources? We talked about a little bit before, you know, jumping in. It's like, we all have 24 hours, right? Like, how are you going to use your 24 hours? And if it's on your mind or it crosses your mind, like community service or serving in some sort of way, outside of whatever church you go to or your religion that is that you subscribe to, and even in practice, there are a million different ways to get plugged in. And social media is such a beautiful thing. And so, no, I just, yeah, like we were talking about reaping what you sow. Hey, sister, you've been sowing. You've been in the field. You've been getting to it. You know, mustard seed after mustard seed, right? And I'm just so grateful to be this close to greatness and to see you shine, and the impact that you have on so many. You know, I've been since August, all but two. November, I was out of town. December, I was out of town for holidays and family things. And so I've been to, what, four events? Mm-hmm. And I've gone to the same location twice, and to see just the excitement and the sense of gratefulness and gratitude for, they know who you are. They know exactly who you are. And so it's just such a awesome thing to see and to be a part of through you. Right. So, Ari, wow. Yeah. It's, what was it like to build the team? You know, because you initially raised your hand, like, hey, leadership, there's a change in guard. And I want to take this on. Right. So what was that like to build a team for it to be as consistent and strong as it is now?
Yeah. So let's see how detailed we want to get. So when I came in to lead it in 2020, I had a co-lead. And unfortunately, my co-lead did some things that was not appropriate with some of the things that we were doing. And so we had to, you know, remove her. But at that time, I said, look, I want to do this, but being the program manager that I am and knowing you cannot do it by yourself, you can only get so far by yourself. You only can. And that's just the truth. I don't care who you are. You need people. You need a community. You need support. And so for me, there are people that have volunteered with Hashtag consistently since I started. One of them, her name is Brittany Hubbard. She's been there since day one. So I'm like, Brittany, you want to be on the core team? Because you're going to come volunteer anyway. You love it, right? I just need a core team of people that we help execute so that the day of is smooth, seamless, and that people know who to go to. So I put out on social media looking for core team members. I did interviews just to understand, like, hey, what do you like to do? Where's your sweet spot? What's your network like? You know, how can you help? And everybody stay in your lane. I was still baking the cookies at these events, literally thousands of cookies once a month after work on a Friday. So they're fresh on Saturday. Our Trey Ace, he was in the music industry. He knows DJs. Boom. Love that. We had, you know, Crystal and Mel, they work at Emory and work in the healthcare industry, but they were great at like doing the grocery shopping, prepping the lettuce and tomato. Like, I just wanted to see, like, hey, who's interested? Where do you feel like you fit in? And let's roll with that. I developed standard operating procedures. I put all this structure in place because I do believe in keep it simple, stupid. Make it very, very plain and clear. But I also said, you have the autonomy to grow your role any way that you need to. I'm not a bottleneck. I'm just the one trying to lead us where we're going. But I trust you guys. Trey, you pick the DJ. You got the photographer. You going to go shopping. You got, okay, any questions? Oh, great. If y'all got it, go for it. I do not micromanage. I don't need to. I trust you. And this has been the same core team for now 3 years. And we've had people that, you know, start a family. They can't volunteer as much. That's fine. People that want to come in and help. People that are joining us for the wrong reasons. We've had all of it. At the end of the day, we're serving. So there's no need for attitudes and we are here to serve. If you don't have a heart to serve, let just go home and let's try again next month. That's totally fine. But it was making sure you understood other people's goals, making sure you clearly articulated the goals of what this chapter is. Because there's hashtag lunch bag period, then there's the Atlanta chapter. And what we want to have an event every month. We want to do more than just sandwiches. We want to do toiletry bags. We want to do clothing. We want to do clothing drives. We want to give them give them a spa experience, free hair. We want to do more than just the bare minimum.
Right.
You don't have to, but that's what this chapter wants to do. Cause we believe in exceeding. We're not mediocre over here. We strive for excellence over here. So
that's the, that's the all American in you right here. We strive for excellence. The bar, the bare minimum. No.
It doesn't. And they don't deserve the bare minimum. Would you want the bare minimum? No. So we're not going to give them the bare minimum. Mm-mm. So it was it was tedious. And again, like I said, it was some turnover, but no turnover in a good way to say, maybe this is just not where you want to be. Like maybe you want to be over here doing something else, a different area that's also serving, and that's okay. My biggest thing was, as long as you're serving, I don't care what you do. As long as you're serving in some way.
Yes. Oh, I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. There's so many ways to serve. Right. And I don't believe there's there's one way to serve and that's it. No. So many different ways. That's why there's so many different organizations out in the world that we're going to get to talk to and promote and help here at the Good Service. But like, to your point, like, yes, like if you want to serve, we'll find a place for you in that skill set and allow you to be part of our team and to give, right? Cause that's what it's about. It's just giving. They don't care what it looks like. They're appreciative of the fact that you're giving. Whatever it is that is time, money, other resources, you name it. So, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You got me, Miss All American. I feel it coming through. I feel it when you're in your meetings and.
It's All American, and then people tell me like I go into GSD mode. Get shit done mode. That's me. Like
I'm actually not gonna boot that out. We're gonna have that. I need that. We need that on here. Get it done. She gets it done. The boss is bossing. The boss. I imagine if you have an office, you know, like at studios have the honor. It's the boss bossing for you. Boss is bossing, and underneath is the GSD.
GSD mode. One is bosses bossing and one is bosses bossing in GSD mode.
Oh yeah.
Just wait till that bottom light goes off.
I am crying. I love it. I love it. What has your work and service taught you about yourself?
Work and service has taught me that I can do anything I put my mind to. I just cannot do it by myself. We've been stretched in so many different ways through hashtag with other organizations. Like the biggest stretch I think we had was like doing a Living Through Giving block party. And it seemed like two things. One, I can do anything I put my mind to, being comfortable with being told no. It's taught me that I didn't like to hear no. I like to hear people tell me yes. That's why I say yes all the time. Literally, my boyfriend, we talk. I hate telling people no because I hate hearing no. Like, don't tell me no. Tell me yes. If I'm asking you, it's because I need it. I ain't going to ask you if I don't need it. And you tell me no? So I learned that I am not as comfortable with hearing no. So it forced me to become more comfortable with hearing no. Because that no is just God's redirection. And you just have to accept that. He's telling you no, or you're getting the no because it's not where you're supposed to be. And something better is coming. So learning to take the no's and let it drive you versus let it like beat you, like let yourself get broken down because you heard it. You go further, farther together. And that this is my purpose. Like, when the situation happened to me in 2020, everybody said, don't change. And I'm like, how do you not change? Like, you just got abused. Like, how do you not change? And right. they said, you know, you have a choice in how this affects you. And I was like, but do I? They're like, you do. So I got in therapy. And she was like, she helped me figure out, like, why are you here? Because this is part of it. Believe it or not, it's as bad as it was. This is part of why you're here. But bigger than that, dive into what you feel your purpose is. And that's going to help you get to the next day and the next day and be able to get through 3 years of just limbo with this whole thing until you get to the resolve. And so, yeah, it helped me realize my purpose in this world in any capacity is to help people. That's it. I am here to help you, whether it's big or small, whether it's here or 10 buck too. I don't care who you are. I'm here to help. And that's always going to be like, that's going to be me till the day I leave this earth. And the day that I leave, I want to leave knowing I gave all that I could because that's mm-hmm. why I was here. And yes, I get tired sometimes. Yes, my fears, my back will go out. My knees will swell. All of that happens. Yes. However, I always go back to if I ever needed something, what I want somebody to do for me, period. Whether they would do it or not, it doesn't matter. How would I want someone to treat me? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what I've learned the most about myself.
Excellent. No, and I think a lot of people don't realize what they can learn when they give. Like the true power of giving, right, and serving is such a selfless act. But if you look at the word selfless, it starts with self, right? And so you have to, you know, address where you at and who you are, and then give them that space, right? And people think it's so taboo that, oh, it feels good to give. I want to keep giving. I want to keep serving. I want to you know, invest in community service and these different things and partner with these nonprofits. It's not a bad thing. Like if you serve and you don't feel good, well, there's some red flags, not just carnival flags. You know, we can talk about that offline, right? But it's like, I don't believe that people understand that, or maybe they might feel a little indifferent about it because maybe it's not regular for them.
Or right. your intention behind why you're serving is not mm-hmm. pure, because I'm a believer, like if you're ever going through something, I don't care what it is. If you put it to the side for a minute and do something for somebody else, I guarantee it's going to put a lot of things into perspective about what you think or what you are going through and how big it is or how small it is. Mountains and molehills, like which one is it? Because once you see that, you know, this person does not have this, we are humans are selfish, and that's okay. God made us this way. It's up to us, though, as we mature to recognize the selfishness and shift it to be selfish when it comes to taking care of self, but selfless enough to still take care of other people, because nothing around us.
I know y'all heard that.
Change it.
Nothing I know y'all heard that.
We change it.
That was yo. I know y'all heard that. Yeah, 33 minutes in 29 seconds. You're welcome. That was a whole. I mean, you've been dropping bars left and right, but that one. Come on now. Come on now. You're talking about being told no. Just a quick little sidebar here. Do you know what no means?
No.
Next opportunity. That's it. Yep. Hey, listen.
Boom. Oh. Oh my God. Yes.
That's there it is.
You're right. You're absolutely right. There it is. Right. You're absolutely right.
Next opportunity. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Next one. Because there's plenty.
Because there's plenty. You there's have one. To go through the no's to get to the yes. You
9 billion people in this world. Thousands of organizations, sponsors, partners, right? Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
That's you know, so. Hey, take that to the bank with you now. Take that to the bank with you. What's your definition of good service?
My definition of good service is service that is self-serving other people outside of yourself, which means you're selfless. It is service that fills a void or a gap in our community. Good service is service that is going to make either the community around you, the state you're in, the country you're in, the world we're in better. And there's so many different types of this service, but it's about putting the good out there to balance out that negative and the bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
The light, like light and dark, you know, more light to push out the darkness.
Need more light. Yes. You know, the devil's advocate would say, oh, you know, balance. And it's like, well, sure. But, you know, there's so much more good out there. And that's what we're here to do is upload that, share that from East Coast to West Coast, North America, South America, and Antarctica. Right? We don't get there. But
I applaud you for that. I applaud you for that because as much as people say balance, if I pick up my phone right now, I guarantee you it's going to be something that's not positive that's going to come across my phone first before something positive does. And the moment something positive does come across, it's met with negative. Oh, well, they had to record it. But they did it. They served. They gave. Like, and maybe they're doing that to inspire other people. So thank you for using your platform to showcase and to talk about how we're serving so that people don't, they can, can't nobody and nobody ever better come on this podcast comment section and say anything about the good service podcast. Okay.
Get them. Okay. I'm like, listen.
Did you serve today? That's what I'm gonna say. Did you serve today?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we're gonna have a bulldog in the comment section. Just wait. It's a guard dog outside the junkyard. You know, just like, oh, you don't wanna go past there. Mm-mm, you don't want to. Oh my. But no, seriously, thank you. That means the world to me. And honestly, just very similar, right? Like I just through conversations with God through some things that I went through. This is all I've ever wanted to do is just uplift others and share the good. That's it. Like, you're a philanthropist. I want to be a galanthropist. I think that's a good philanthropist, a good service. I don't know. Yeah. Well, I'll get back into that one. I'll get back into that one. But but that's it, right? It's a big part of my purpose. And, you know, when my time here is all said and done, It's about everybody. I just want to make sure everyone has a chance to know about the good and what's going on. And we will. It's not a matter of if, it's just when. Amen. When we'll get across to these organizations, when we'll get them onto the podcast, when the website is fully up, when all the other things fully up, when REL is getting connected to another world leader, nonprofit across the world, right? Through the good, you know, just so much good is on the way. Season 2. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right, y'all. So for those who are looking for the first time, the next portion of the show is called Mind, Body, Soul. All right. So Mind, Body, and Soul is like a rapid fire question series. So the goal is to ask Ariel a question. And she's going to have the goal is one word. Sometimes I'm a sentence. There are sometimes you just, the question is so good, you just don't get one word in one sentence. You get about a whole paragraph and a half. It is what it is. But it's just a fun round and a great way to continue to learn about the organizations and their leaders. And so with that, let's start with being a philanthropist. What is your favorite thing to bake?
Cake pops.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because Starbucks cake pops are disgusting.
Oh.
And I always say, like, K-pops are so delicious. They're moist. They're different. You can play with them, the designs. And just seeing them in Starbucks, my goal was to always have a better cake box than Starbucks. And so whenever I hear someone say it, I'm like.
So I love to cook. I love to bake. Mm-hmm. I love to cook more than the bake. But, you know, when I think about baking, right? Like you have like a cupcake thing, right? Do you have a stencil for the cupcake pops or the cake pops?
No. So you have to, you bake a cake. You turn a baked cake into the cake pop dough. And it's funny because I literally was making cake pops. This is how they look before they become on a stick. And so I have to hand roll them. I have to hand roll them. Every single one. And I can't, you can't cheat that system.
No.
But everybody loves my cake pops.
Because you don't cut corners, it's made with love.
Yes, it is.
Wow, cake pops. I never would have guessed. Okay, how many does like a, if you're baking a cake that feeds, I don't know, 12 people, mm-hmm. 8 by 12, how long, like how many cake pops are you getting out of that?
Baking a cake that feeds 8 to 12, so I would say I could do 24 to 30.
So you got big pops, not just...
Mm-hmm. You can play with the size of them too. So you can make them into hearts. I've made a ghost. I did Halloween theme, Frankenstein heads. Like you can play with it.
Yeah. Cake pops. Wow. Yeah. What was the first thing you learned to bake?
Box yellow Betty Crocker box cake in high school. That was the, so I had no money, I had no job. It was freshman year, it's your birthday. Okay, my aunt is a baker. That's how I learned how to bake, my mom's sister. She baked everything for us. So she taught me how to make box cake, how to make it my own. And I would go with a little tin, the little cookie tins with the cake decorated and a happy birthday in the middle. And happy birthday, that was my gift to everybody for their birthday at Westfield High School in Houston, Texas, 2004 or 2005. Yeah.
That is dope.
Yeah. Everything else I taught myself.
Yeah, we'll have to get a shameless plug in for the business at the end. Yeah. Cause I mean I see it on Instagram and I'm just like, you doing birthday cakes, maybe an occasional wet cake, you know, occasional other cakes, like cookies? Do you care for cookies or not?
I do. I have carpal tunnel. So cookies. I'm limited in the types of designs I can do because otherwise I'm just in agony. But I still love doing cookies. Just it's the simple cookies, not the really intricate designs. That's not my skill set. No, your
chocolate chip.
I have a great chocolate chip recipe. Oh. Immaculate chocolate chip recipe. You should try my brickie. You ever had a brickie?
There's a cookie brownie.
It's a brownie. And then a cookie on top, but it's like it's thick like a brownie. So it's called a brookie with some warmed up with some ice cream.
I don't have much of a sweet tooth, but hey, listen, I'm here for it. I didn't get any sweets for my birthday 2 weeks ago, so I might have to put order in.
Gotcha.
I might have to put an order in. What's on your mind right now? Like this very moment, boom. Like where's your heart?
Vacation. I'm ready to get to Jamaica. I'm ready to go see the movie One Love and go to Jamaica. I have earned a vacation. Like I am
absolutely
working very hard. And that's one thing I have learned with serving is like, as much as you're serving everybody else, you got to serve yourself. And vacation and beaches is how I serve Mario.
Hey, as you should, the sun is so powerful in so many ways. So can't wait for you to get out there and enjoy yourself. Because the boss has been bossing. I know we're only 6 weeks in this thing, but listen, y'all. I know she's been bossing. I know. All right. Are you reading the books right now?
I just finished The Second Mountain, and I'm looking for a second book, another book for the year. There was a book called It Takes What It Takes. I ordered it from Amazon. It never came. And that comes off of a sermon that my pastor did, and he was talking about Nick Saban. And he just talked about like, hey, greatness, it takes what it takes. So figure it out. If you want to do what you gotta do. So I'm about to read It Takes What It Takes. I'll get the author and share that with you. But
please do. I'm always down for a good read. I'm reading Daniel Kahneman's Thinking Fast and Slow. So I'm not sure if you've read it yet, but it's pretty crazy. It's very wow, right? It just makes you think. Mm-hmm. It makes you think. I won't nerd out on, you know, we can talk offline on that, but okay. It takes what it takes. I have to put in the, I don't know, if you're also looking for a book, I always have one to recommend. So The Alchemist.
I've read it.
I read it one year. Yeah, it's just one of my best friends visited me for my birthday, and I'm like, listen, you need to take this book home with you. And he just texts me like, man.
Life changing.
Wow.
He's like,
God dialed this one up. I was like, for sure.
Yes.
He's like, it was a good omen that you get. I'm like, for sure.
Yes.
Like, so that's a book I love.
Love People okay. Use Things. Love People Use Things is a great book. It's from a group called The Minimalists. It's Love People Use Things Because the Opposite Never Works. That book, phenomenal.
Noted. One word for you this year. Like if you have a theme, right?
Mm-hmm. Peace and happiness. That's my theme for this year. I haven't had a completely peaceful year and what I would deem a happy year. And one thing that the ADA told me after court was like the best revenge is a happy and peaceful life. And I am determined to live a happy and peaceful life.
Excellent. Yeah, you deserve that. There's no doubt. And it's on its way. Talking about reaping what you sow. Hey, you're reaping, just collecting. So, no, we'll pray on that for you. What's a goal of the organization? And this is not going to be one that's probably just an answer, you know, a sentence or a word, but, you know, we're thinking about, what are you thinking about on behalf of hashtag Lunchbag Atlanta? Like, give me three goals for the year.
One goal.
The people, really, not me.
One goal is to work on or build a network to help open a shelter. I like to say that, you know, we're not solving the homeless problem, but if I'm hungry, I can't focus on nothing else. So we're aiding and helping get to the solution. So partnering with organization or with the city to get the funding and figure out how to start a shelter and how to make sure it's sustainable and identifying where the gaps are in the current shelters. I would like for us to do an even bigger Living Through Giving block party. We are not on the scale of Hosea Feed the Hungry, but I feel like we could get there. It's just different. We're serving in the same areas, but it's just a different capacity. And then I just want people to leave every event, at least one person feeling inspired. And I hope that they tell someone else. And even if you do anything, just start the ripple from a ripple to a wave. You experiencing it with me, you might touch 10 other people and have them come with you. And now they're doing it and they touch 10 more mm-hmm. other people. And now we're expanding and we're serving more. So I hope that people that come to hashtag events leave inspired to do more serving and good service.
Absolutely. And last one, I promise. And then we'll get to the close of the show. Unfortunately, this has been, I'm having a blast. I mean, y'all can see my face. So y'all obviously, I'm just, you know, grinning like a fool. The world would be a better place if.
The world would be a better place if we were more kind and gracious with each other. Even with all of our differences in religions and beliefs and backgrounds and skin color, if we just were more kinder and extended more grace, it'll be a better place.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I couldn't agree more on that one. Would be a much, much, much better place. I mean, it's good. You know, this floating rock in this, you know, crazy galaxy thing, We're aliens. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
We are. You don't have to sell that to me. I'm right here with you, okay? All right. I'm right there with you.
Oh, man. But no, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, the world would definitely be a better place if we're just more compassionate. Right. And then it's not, you know, common sense isn't so common, right? And I don't want to say it's not that hard, but you wouldn't have shared that if it was, right?
Right.
So,
right.
But through works and service, right, it's on its way. And we're blessed to have the capacity and just that heart to share it and to inspire. So, again, wow, so much fun. I can't believe it's been a whole, 50-something minutes?
Yeah.
Like, we can just keep going and going and going. So, unfortunately, people, we've reached the end of the show. Today's episode, that is. But, of course, this last portion is called Before We Go. I just want to turn things over fully to Ariel to just share a little bit more around how to get involved with hashtag Lunchbag Atlanta. So what that looks like, any fun or exciting events coming up soon that you'd like to promote in this moment and market through the Good Service Podcast. Definitely here for that. So I'm going to turn things over to you on just how people can, you know, support you. The Atlanta chapter, just any chapter in the city that they reside in, should be a chapter there, and how they get in touch with you.
So I want to thank you guys for listening to us. Hashtag Lunchbag Atlanta. We serve at the Butler Street Community Development Corporation every third Saturday. To keep up with our events, we have an Instagram page. It's hashtag Lunchbag Atlanta. Spell it out completely. And we always post our Eventbrite links there. If you DM or send us a message or email us at atlanta@hashtaglunchbag.com, I'll be happy to connect with you. And if you have any questions, we do have a distro list. So if you want to stay on that, we can send you any and all updates. But anything you're interested in doing as it pertains to serving, reach out to me. Hashtag would love to partner with you. We're better together. So let's keep serving. Let's keep helping those the way we want someone to help us. And remember, some of us are only one circumstance away. So be gracious and be kind and serve.
Excellent. Excellent, y'all.
Next event is Saturday, February 17th. And then we don't have our March date solidified just yet. We're looking for someone's interested in partnering with us. But I hope to see you on Saturday, February 17th. We are at capacity with 100+ volunteers. However, we always need help with the distribution piece of it. So we build the lunch bags and then we hand them out. So, but any questions, feel free to reach out to me. And if I don't see you in February, I'll see you in March or April or May or June.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. And if you didn't hear, I'm going to let you know one last time. It's socials are hashtag Lunchbag Atlanta. So HASHTAGLUNCHBAGATLANTA. That's on Instagram. You have a Twitter?
No Twitter.
No Twitter, just Instagram.
Just Instagram.
And then overall organizational website is just hashtag lunchbag.org, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And there it is. So now that y'all heard it, you know, come and see us. Come see Ari. Meet Ari, right? And again, thank you for being episode one of season two of such an awesome thing we have going here. Again, I'm just grateful for who you are. I'm grateful God gave you the vision, the heart, the strength and energy to serve. You know, it's such a special thing to see and to be around, as I said earlier. So thank you for allowing me in your space to help you all. You know, you have a lifelong volunteer in me because Atlanta's home. So you'll definitely be seeing me and all those things. And with that, one last thing. Anything else for the people before we go and before I really close this thing up?
No, I just want to thank you again. Oh, bakery. Ever need a baked good? Sweets. Sweet Monroe's Bakery. SweetMonroesBakery. Cake pops, cakes, macaroons. Welcome to the Atlanta area. I'm here.
Sweet Rose. And with that, our sponsors and partners over at Cozy. Again, it's how life should feel, right? And very excited for that partnership and sponsorship for season two and many more to come. I am your host, Joseph Dunham. Again, we're back, baby. We're so back. So much good is to come. So much greatness is upon us in 2024. You guys can see my, you can see it. Like, it's just stay tuned. Please continue to like, subscribe, share, refer. You can get a hold of us. Our social medias are at The Good Service Podcast on Instagram. The YouTube channel is on its way. The LinkedIn is also on its way. The website is also on its way. So a lot of great things are upon us, as I said earlier. But again, this would not be possible without. So please refer. I don't care where in the world you're at. If there's an organization that you volunteer with or that you've heard great things and you would like to help them get just the word out on who they are and what they're doing, email us at thegoodservicepodcast@gmail.com and we'll gladly, or DM us too. We'll gladly get them on the show and have a great conversation. But with that, I love y'all. Be well and be great. And thanks for tuning in.